On the Korean Peninsula, a South Korean assessment says North Korea is integrating tactical nuclear weapons with conventional forces near the demilitarized zone, further hardening one of the world's most militarized borders. At the same time, heavy U.S. use of Patriot interceptors in the Iran war is raising concerns in Seoul that missile defense stocks could be stretched in Asia. In South Africa, new details obtained by the BBC allege that members of South African special forces were involved in the killing of senior detective Franz Mathipa, who was shot while driving. 8 men are accused in the case, putting intense scrutiny on units meant to enforce state security, not settle scores. In the Middle East, the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate says it documented 108 attacks on Palestinian reporters in July, and that more than 270 journalists have been killed in Gaza since October 2023. President Trump's diplomatic efforts face obstacles on two fronts. Israel says it will not leave Gaza before Hamas disarms, complicating a proposed 15-point plan. Iran says an Oman-brokered deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz remains under consideration, but is demanding an end to the U.S. blockade and compensation for war damage. Houthi attacks on Saudi facilities add another risk of escalation. In Britain, a report from the Institute of Economic Affairs says the first phase of HS2 has cost roughly £470 million per route kilometer, far above cited costs for comparable projects in Japan and Europe. The report points to planning and procurement rules and estimates that matching other developed countries' efficiency could have saved Britain £42 billion. In Washington, the Senate has confirmed Todd Blanche as U.S. Attorney General. Blanche, President Trump's former personal lawyer, had been acting Attorney General since April. His confirmation came despite senators' concerns that his ties to Trump could affect investigations involving the president and his allies.